This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. When discussing the tools available to combat soybean cyst nematodes, we often talk about two modes of action, PI88788 and P-King. These two weapons have been the two most effective tools we have. However, there's drawbacks when we look at their effectiveness in the war against nematodes. Before you panic, this is not a doomsday prophecy, but it's meant to be a wake-up call when it comes to how we protect our beans against SCN and a good lesson in the fight against any grain threat. We'll learn more right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
When we talk about the weapons we have against soybean cyst nematodes, let's start with PI88788. It's been a dependable tool for decades, and that statement right there should give you some pause. Decades. That means no matter how effective it is, the SCN have evolved to adapt to it, and it's showing signs of overcoming. Now, on the P-King traits, we're seeing more varieties of seeds coming out with P-King, and we're seeing great results for now. We continue our conversation with Iowa State University nematologist Dr. Greg Tilka about what he sees going on with PI88788 and P-King, and why he's worried that we shouldn't go full throttle with it.
88788 resistance took about 20 years to start to fall apart. And here we are 30 years into it, so it's really falling apart in that there's lots of nematode reproduction. P-King, we don't believe, is going to be as durable. And it's kind of counterintuitive, but it's not going to be as durable because it's more effective. So 88788 always allowed a little bit of reproduction. And so the nematode population in a field over decades always had a vulnerable part of its population. P-King is so effective that the tiny, tiny percentage that overcomes P-King, it's truly able to reproduce, and over time, it's going to build up quicker than the slow curve that we saw for 88788. P-King works great at first, and we're not seeing it fail by any means, but we're a little nervous because by nature of how quickly it works and how effective it works, it's going to be vulnerable to breakdown quicker than 88788.
Again, this is not meant to throw you into despair. There's plenty of varieties out there with both PI88 and 788 and P-King. Tilka says, though, in a perfect world, there'd be many more varieties of each with an equal amount that would allow for strong rotation. So then why don't we just take P-King, go full throttle, and nuke them? If it's so effective, blast them off the face of the earth, right? Tilka reminds us that while it would be very effective at first, we would see those strong few start to survive and adapt, and it would become a big problem very quickly.
Yeah, and my money would be on that microscopic chance. So it's going to look like a nuclear, like you're nuking it. We see 20 bushel per acre yield responses by going from worn out 88788 resistance to P-King. But don't fool yourself. Mother Nature finds a way. And that P-King is not immune. It's extremely resistant, but there's a small part of that population that is going to build up quicker than 88788, which had a larger population of the nematode able to reproduce, but that actually slowed it down over the course of decades. So we desperately need people to use both, alternate between the P-King resistance and the 88788 resistance.
For this and more, you can log on to iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.